Hey, what's up, guys? This is Brad from Beer Geek Radio wishing you all a happy Memorial Day.
You are now listening to the Beer Buzz Network.
And we'd like to welcome you to the semifinals of the Saison Beer Geek Tournament.
What is up, y'all? Welcome to Beer Geek Radio. This is the semi-finals, and this is Beer Geek Radio presented to you by Beer Buzz, and I am your host, Brad, joined by my two thirsty, fine-looking fellows of co-host. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Steven. What's going on, guys?
Of course you did.
Somebody was going to.
Oh, well, then I have to go and say, this is Chris Martin, a.k.a. Frank Buggles, a.k.a. Frank Fuggles, a.k.a., you know, just call me whatever you want to call me at this point.
The quarterfinals was one hell of a round. We saw four awesome beers move on and four great beers get sent home, which leaves the best for what we've got now, and, well, it's going to be a war.
It's a who's who. It could be anybody's.
It's top.
It's anybody's tournament
of saisons.
And as you heard in the intro, it is Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. So briefly, really quick, I just want to say cheers to all of you guys out there, and I want to raise a glass to you know, the troops out there. You know, because regardless of whether you agree with the war or not, some of you do, some of you don't. Regardless, I still would raise a cold one to people who are doing something I'm not willing to do, so thank you for that. So happy Memorial Day. Hope everybody has a safe and responsible one out there. Drink some great beer. Enjoy your family and friends, because, hey, that's what it is for us. So cheers again. And, you know, maybe some of you guys were wondering last week, what the hell happened to your guys' episode number 3? Where did that one go? We had some technical issues that resulted in the loss of an episode. Once again, I want to apologize on behalf of Beer Geek Radio because we put in a lot of work on this show, and I know all three of us take this show very personally, and you know, it's a very serious thing to us.
Yeah, we put up. We are just as upset as you guys are. Believe me, I was devastated to learn that episode wasn't going on. Yeah. We put a lot of heart and time and energy into doing this for you guys, and we are very proud of the final product.
Yeah, so when it doesn't work out, you know, we take that very personally, and we don't like it. So we were just as upset as you guys. You know, obviously, Saison DuPont was eliminated.
At the hands of Omegang Hennepin.
You're right. That's right. Yes, so obviously the Saison DuPont in that episode was eliminated by Omegang Hennepin. Both stellar beers, just great representations of the style, but unfortunately that episode didn't see air. So that's all I've got to say about that. And for those of you wondering what beers are left, which you shouldn't be, but we've still got Firestone Walker Opal, we've got Boulevard Tank 7, we've got Omegang Hennepin, and we've got Prairie Ale from Prairie Artisan. So in last week's quarterfinal episode, you guys probably remember us talking about how we were going to mix and match the beers in the semifinals, and what we ultimately decided to do is leave it up to the producer so we didn't know. What she came up with could potentially be a brilliant idea that makes things even more nerve-wracking for us, because what we're going to do is we are not going to reveal the winning beer this episode, so we don't know which two beers are in the second semifinal episode, if that makes sense. The way this is going to work, we're going to review these two beers, we're going to pick a winner, and at the end of this episode, you guys will all know which letter wins. And then when we get to the second semifinal episode, it keeps us honest and we still don't know which two beers it is. That way it doesn't influence us in any way. We've yet to try this idea. I think it could potentially be a brilliant idea. It's going to be a battle. Like we said last week, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be some very tough judging. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to it wholeheartedly. I've been waiting for this all week. I've been thinking about it all week. I know you guys probably have been too.
I've been thinking about beer all week. These beers specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one final thing that we wanted to explain before you guys tell us to shut the hell up and start drinking beer. The SRM chart, we explained that in episode 3. It didn't see air, so I did want to take a quick second to explain that again because some people aren't aware of what SRMs are. You've heard us say SRMs when describing the appearance of a beer. SRMs stands for Standard Reference Method, and all it is how you judge how dark and what color a beer is. The chart begins at 0 being the lowest, 40 being the highest. 0 is the lightest color, 40 is the darkest. And that's usually Saisons are on the lower end. I think the lowest one we've seen is like 4 or 5. I think the highest one we've seen is 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And for you science geeks out there, it's basically how much light is attenuated in the beer. They take 1 cubic centimeter of beer and how much light goes through it. If no light goes through it, it's freaking dark.
Yeah.
So that's what that is. So when you hear us refer to SRMs, that's what that is. I've already said too much. We're ready to get this going. It's a blind taste test tournament entitled Saison du Beer Geek. You should know this information already. We will not know what beers are poured. We will describe them, rate them, pick a winner, send a loser home. Well, I've said too much, which is normally the case. So I'm ready to get the hell out of here and get these beers poured.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cheers.
I'm gonna shut my trap.
We'll see you in a sec. This episode of Beer Geek Radio is brought to you by the Los Angeles International Beer Competition. For more information, check them out at www.labeercomp.com.
We are back sitting in our chairs looking at these delicious glasses.
Yeah, in case you're wondering, that's not Brad who's welcoming us back from break. That is Steven.
It gives me the opportunity to look at Brad, and he has that cheesy grin that me and Chris usually have.
Something like that.
A grin that says, I want to drink some beer. I'm happy.
Yeah, I don't know, just for the sake of being different, I just said, hey, why don't you guys intro us back in? Because I know I'm the host and everything, but hey, let's just have a good time and say screw it and change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's the semifinals, and we have awesome beer already. It both looks gorgeous. So, without further ado, right off the bat, this one's hazier than B.
Cloudy.
Off the bat. This is as cloudy, I think, as any of the Saisons we've had. This is very, very light, though.
It's like a straw brown.
Yeah. It's very light in color. It's like straw golden, very hazy. Nice bubbles, if you can see in there. Pillowy white head, kind of thin, nice dissipation. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And I remember saying straw brown before describing a beer, so I have an idea, or I think I have an idea of what this is.
It looks very weedy, considering how hazy it is. Mm-hmm. It looks kind of like a Hefeweizen, but obviously we know it's not. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think I would like this beer to be a little more brilliant and golden color. All right, now let's get into something that Chris can join us with.
You know, from everything you guys said, I think you got it spot on.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, aroma, let's see what we got.
One of my favorite aromas that we've had in this tournament so far, to be honest. You get everything in there.
Yeah, I get like a barnyard funkiness. I actually get a really nice, healthy dose of lemon zest.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's definitely got some citrus in there. I'm getting really nice, funky, barnyard, horse blanket kind of character from it.
This is true Saison stuff right here.
True Saison. Like, this is like the bottom of the barrel yeasty beastie Saison smell.
It almost seems like there's also a bitter spice. I don't know what that would be.
I don't know why that's funny to me, but Chris said yeasty beastie.
Some of the guys I drink with say that all the time, so I've picked up on it.
I've heard a couple people say that, and every time I hear it, it does make me laugh. I think we've laid it out pretty nice. Nice citrus. I'm getting a nice lemon peel, lemon zest type of character. Barnyard funkiness, horse blanket. I mean, this is as Saison as you can get, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I second that.
Yeah. And on that note, I'm ready to try it. So
cheers.
Matcha.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's damn good. I'm really enjoying that.
Kind of speechless over here.
Right off the bat, I'm getting... Now, let's also note, this is now the second time we've had these beers in the tournament. I'm getting something different from this beer that I had gotten from it the last round, and I think it's more what that is a little more fruitiness. Hmm. I'm getting a defined fruitiness.
Yeah.
Like, I get hints of lemon peel last time. I'm getting an actual defined citrus character out of this, mm-hmm. and it's playing nicely with the straw and the hay flavor, because I'm getting that too, but I'm getting a little more fruit.
I think I mentioned that in the last round, was I was getting a lot of citrus from it. If this is in fact,
yeah, I'll say we don't
definitely know where you're going with that, and you definitely obviously have a good idea of what you think this beer is.
No, you know, I was thinking it was Hennepin because it's kind of soft, mm-hmm. and it's really a little reminiscent of that, but then I'm like, no, you know what? I don't think that's what it is. So, I don't know.
I have a really strong idea of what this is.
I'm happy to say I don't. I'm totally okay with that because I do love at the end of the episode finding out how either right or wrong I am. Mm-hmm. And I know that beers change and my palate's obviously not what it was when last time we recorded. It could be something completely different, but it's reminiscent of Hennepin in that it is kind of soft, but it's also reminiscent of, I don't think it's Prairie. I'm not sure, but like
that's
I said,
funny because I'm 99% sure it is.
Well, then, honestly, you're probably right, because last time we did this, you picked out right away a flavor right out the end before you picked what beer was what, and you're like, nope, this is Prairie, and you ended up being right. So if you're 99% this is Prairie, you're probably correct.
Yeah, I'll say I was actually on your page, Brad. I was thinking that this is Hennepin.
It's very refreshing. It's very – I'm really enjoying it. Nothing negative to say about it whatsoever. It's smooth, it's crisp, it's refreshing. I'm getting a nice citrus out of it. I'm really enjoying it. I think
and
it's
as
a solid.
As good as it is, my favorite part of it, I think, is still the look. That color is beautiful.
Yeah, it's just a solid beer all around. I think this beer does everything well.
Yeah, nice, refreshing beer.
Yeah. Smells good, tastes good, looks good.
The smell does not belie the taste.
Right.
It's all that funkiness that you get in the smell and all that citrus zestiness. It all comes through in the taste really nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes down so easily, it is so easy to drink that I can prove that because I only left myself one small swig to go back to. So that's my bad. But yeah, it's so easy. It's almost like when you drive a car that is so smooth and has such a nice engine, you're doing like 100 miles an hour and you don't even feel it. Mm-hmm. This beer's drinking so easily, and I quickly look down like, oh, wow, I don't have almost any more of this. Like, right. I better slow down.
I'm kind of having the same problem.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave what I've got. I'm going to go into the – right now on the appearance on B, I think is better than A right off the bat just because it's a little hazy, but it's a little clearer than A, mm-hmm. and it's got that brilliant kind of vibrant gold color. That I
nice
like.
Nice little head.
Yeah.
Nice thick bubbles.
Yeah. It's a white, bone white head. Nice to look at.
You guys just spawn on. It's very active. You can see the carbonation going. It's got that nice, really clear straw color to it. Very reminiscent of a beer I remember seeing earlier in this tournament.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because you did see it earlier in this tournament.
Very recently.
All right. So aroma.
All right.
Sweet, bitterness.
A lot more sweetness off of it, if it is what I think it is this time.
Yeah.
You're getting grapefruit.
Yeah, I mean, it's if it's what we think it is, it was one of the hoppier saisons we had so far in this tournament. I'm going to go ahead and swish mine as carefully as I can so as not to spill on the table. So if you hear that sound, that's just me swishing my glass. Don't, you know, that's not static or anything. Sure. I'm getting more saison characteristics out of it than I did last time.
Yeah.
I'm actually getting kind of a weedy, nice funkiness to it, and I am getting the accompanying hoppy, not hoppy, but you know what I mean, the fruitiness to mm-hmm. it, and a little bit of a bitterness. It wasn't one-dimensionally hoppy like it was the last time we had it, assuming that's what it is.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And I did it. Well, somebody always does it, but it was me this time. I got beer in my nose. So with that being said, I say let's dive in. Cheers,
cheers.
On Beer B.
It's good.
No, it is good. It's different,
damn
though.
Good.
Yeah. Different than I was expecting.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, sweeter than I expected. Kind of more of a malty sweetness.
A little bit of bitterness. More of a malty bitterness. A nice wheat finish, though.
I'm getting straw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crisp, clean, nice to drink, very pleasant. It doesn't have a very stinging effervescence. It is smooth. It also doesn't have a very overwhelming funk either.
Mm-mm. No, so, not at all. This
little.
Is not a funky saison. It's a very sweet and almost weedy saison.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough for me to pick a winner here.
It is. These are conflicting styles right here.
Yeah,
they are. One is
one's super tart and funky, and the other one is very smooth and sweet.
It's going to come down to personal preference.
I think so.
I think it is. I think you're right. I think you're dead on right there because it's going to come down to our personal preference, and I also am guessing this isn't going to be a unanimous vote. That's very interesting. I'm going to cleanse my palate and go back again and see what I can get. I got to take smaller sips, though, because these are going down super easy.
They are.
You know what? When I took a swig of water and I went back to beer B, I got a really nice carbonic bite on my tongue. It was really nice effervescence. Carbonic. I don't know if that's even the right context to use that word. It probably isn't.
Sounds good though.
It does. But this isn't a like a Hooked on Phonics radio show.
True.
So if ever we come off and say something that's not the right context or meaning, just remember We're not wordsmiths, not always. Sometimes we are, but we're all we're also drinking too. Yeah. People are gonna be like, "What a bunch of drunks!"
Yeah, I haven't busted out with words like quaffable or
quaffable.
Yeah, was
the one I laugh at is cloying. When people say cloying,
cloying.
Yeah, like when something's really sweet, cloying. C L O Y I N G.
It's a word generally saved for like perfumes,
right? And when you drink a beer that's like for example,
I think that's the first time I've ever heard that word.
Yeah, when like for example, one of your all time favorite beers, Stephen, creme brulee. People like one of the number one words used to describe the aroma and taste on that beer is cloying. If you go look up that beer on Beer Advocate or Rate Beer or any other review site, you're gonna read cloying about 47,000 times.
It means
just really sweet and in your face, and it's just almost too sweet
and
to
teasing.
Like. Right.
Ooh, I like cloying.
Yeah, and I know. Well, yeah, you tend to prefer and lean towards the more extreme beer flavors. Subtle is definitely not in your vocabulary.
I'm not a big subtle guy.
I'm gonna have difficulty with this decision only because I've got so little left of this beer that I'm gonna have to go and make a decision on my very next sip, I think. So I'm gonna drink water and go back to A.
I'm getting there. I'm just about done with both.
God, it just these beers are drinking so damn easy, and it's just they're so smooth, so refreshing, and just so easy to put down. Perfect for your Memorial Day barbecue. You know, the one you should be having.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you better remember why you're having it, damn it.
Oh, A is such a special beer. It's even better now that I went back to it. I went back
a little bit left.
I swigged my last swig, right. And it was awesome. I know what I like better.
I was about to say I'm leaning towards one right now.
Yeah, I know what I like. I think it was that going back and forth that I needed. And I know we've explained this before, but I just do for our new listeners, because I know we've gathered up quite a few new listeners that might not have listened to previous tournaments. If you haven't done so, I recommend you go back through our archive on our podcast host site, podomatic.com, and look through some of them. Or iTunes is another way, too. They're all still up there. But I recommend looking or listening to some of those older episodes. What we do to pick a winner, rather, the reason why we put down a card face down with our vote A or B is to not influence the other members of the show to not feel obligated to vote one way or the other based on what the flavors they're getting. So we are anonymously putting a card face down, and then I tally them up. So for you guys that can't see that, that's what we're doing. So the rule is once your hand is off the card, you can't change your vote. Chris's card is in. My card is now in. We're waiting on Steven.
Steven's having a tough time. But Steven didn't drink either beer as quickly as we did.
Right. And rightfully so. I mean, this was tough.
Oh, yeah.
I only just now got my vote when I went back. Yeah. It was clear, though.
These are both, if you've been listening to this tournament, these are both world-class, unbelievable saisons.
Yeah, most definitely. But we knew that, and we said that towards the later episodes that we did on the quarterfinals that this was going to be a slugfest of saisons and great beers and just really tough to judge, and it's going to be hard to send any of these home.
I think we said this is going to be the hardest semifinal we've ever done.
And I stand by that still, you know, and people might assume that that's just a way to market these episodes to people. I absolutely stand by that wholeheartedly. This is one of the tougher, definitely one of the toughest, if not the toughest, to judge because these beers are so stellar and that the flavor profiles, I said this going in, I'm not as familiar with these as maybe I should be. But I'm getting there. I mean, I've found I drink a lot more Saisons now than I used to. So I have all the cards now. They're all on the table, ready to tally to see what is the winner. I was right. It's not unanimous.
Whoa.
What do we got? One for A, one for B.
Oh, cue the suspense.
No, I know what it is because I saw the C on the card.
So it's A.
A
is the winner.
A is the winner.
When it came down to that, when I went back, is what did it for me. I was very torn, but that last swig I took of both just reinforced it to me, and that's when I knew A was just, it did everything that B did, but just better. It was great Saison flavors, great fruit, great mouthfeel. I think B looked a little better, but I think A tasted and smelled better, so that's why I picked it.
I voted for B, and what really sent me over the edge was the very last, I actually had quite a bit left over in B, so I took a more than generous swig, and it just, I really let it just play in my mouth, and oh man, the flavors were amazing. So,
yeah.
You know what? I didn't have enough in A to to actually give it that chance that I did with B, but I mean,
you know, and both of these beers were so good. So not to slight beer B or beer A, they're both awesome beers. I mean, I would love to drink both these beers. I would consider it a privilege to drink either one of these beers at any time.
Absolutely. I could have said it better myself.
Yeah. So I'm ready for the reveal. We're awaiting the reveal. Good idea. Predictions. I think that A is either Hennepin or Prairie, and I think B is Opal.
Steven.
I was thinking A was Hennepin, and you know what? At first, I was thinking B was Opal, but I'm not so sure anymore. I don't know.
We're doing things backward this episode. That's why I let these gentlemen do their predictions before me. I think A is Prairie. I have no doubt in my mind, really, that that's Prairie.
Okay.
And I think at first I thought B was Opal, but the more that I drank it, I just didn't have the same character to it that I remember Opal having.
You're right.
Then I remember Tank 7 had a very similar profile, so I'm on Tank 7 for B now.
Yeah, you're right. And I thought when I still think B very well could be Opal, but if it is, like, you're right. I think it's just something a little different about it than we just had. It's not quite as hoppy. So I think ultimately I'm going to be wrong. Chris is going to be right. That's my prediction. So I'm okay with that. I know you guys are used to a reveal at this point, but as we said in the beginning of the episode, we're keeping things fresh and new. So we will not know which two beers are today. All we know is that beer A is the winner. It was a stellar brew, and I hate when people call beers brews.
And it was a really tough competition.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't unanimous. By the skin of its teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, it was close.
It literally came down to the very last drink.
Yeah, literally. So, beer A is the winner. As I said, there's no reveal today. You're just going to have to listen in on Thursday to find out which two beers we had today and which two beers, obviously, we have on Thursday for the last semifinal episode. We will decide which two beers move on to the finals to slug it out for the best Saison. So, for Beer Geek Radio, I'm your host. My name is Brad.
And this is your almost satisfied co-host, Steven, waiting for the next episode.
And this is your co-host with 1,000 names, Chris Martin.
I like that. Yes. So we'll keep the suspense, and we'll see you guys on Thursday. You better be here. Cheers.